Principals are the hardest working, yet they can be the most unappreciated or underappreciated people in the entire educational system. You know, it's interesting that our special guest is here today. And before she assumed her post as being superintendent of schools, she was the principal at the City Alternative High School. After leaving MPS, Lisa Sales Adams served as a principal in elementary and secondary schools from 2003 to 2014 in both Clayton County Schools in Georgia and St. Paul Public Schools SPPS before becoming appointed as an assistant superintendent in SPPS. We knew about her even though we only got to see her a couple of times when she was working with Christine Tucci Osorio. Mm-hmm. That's a role she later held in ISD 622. And then from 2020 to 2024, Dr. Adams served as the superintendent of Eastern Carver County Schools, leading a district of 9,600 kids. Mm. I'll say kids, students. And then last December, she was superintendent, named superintendent of schools, Minneapolis Public Schools. Dr. Adams, it's been almost 100 days. Are you ready to turn back now?
No, not at all. Just getting started.
Number four, please. You're not ready to turn back?
No, not at all. Just getting started.
Just getting started. You know what? I'm going to give you five. I'll take four because I think it works a little better for you.
I think we're good.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So you're not ready to turn back?
No, not at all.
Why is that?
I'm enjoying myself. It's a wonderful fit. I made a good decision. I thank the board for selecting me. And I am appreciating all of the love and the confidence that the community has put into me. So not turning back at all.
In the first 30 days, I asked you what was most surprising. I'll ask you that question again.
Well, I'll tell you what. I have been in 33 schools already. And what has been a joy to see are how fantastic our schools are, the relationships that our students have with their students, and that we have really good quality programming going on in Minneapolis Public Schools. It's not a surprise, but it's good to see and it's good to tell people.
Are you still asking those three questions?
I am.
And so what's been the response to, the most interesting response to those three that you asked? What excites you? What's working out well? And what would you do if you were superintendent?
Well, I'll tell you what the themes are. So a few themes are that we have very strong communities. Had a listening session last Saturday, and parents described how our schools are the hub of the community.
Mm.
So that's really good to hear. And then really they talked about the emphasis on diversity and dedication of our MPS staff that get high marks. And then something that I'm not surprised to hear about. So to the question of if you were the superintendent, what would you change? And people just kind of talked about funding and the need to work with the legislatures to get proper funding for K-12 education. And I wholeheartedly agree with that.
Wow. So talk to us about the negotiations that are going on with the union and also with the support workers. There was a tentative agreement reached last week.
Yes. So very excited and thankful for the tentative agreement that's been reached with our Minneapolis Federation of Teachers. So in the MFT chapter, we have the teacher chapter, then the ESPs, so those are the educational support professionals.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a tentative agreement with the teachers, and we are in mediation, and we're working to get to a settlement with our educational support professionals. We actually have another session of mediation happening today.
Tell us why I'm part of the uninformed. Why are there two separate unions for these groups of people?
You know what, that is a great question. I think because they do two different bodies of work. They both support our students day-to-day in the classroom, and they play two different roles. So the teachers are responsible for the daily instruction, and the educational support professionals come and support the teachers in supporting the students. So they're two different bargaining groups, and they're two different job titles and two different classifications.
Based on the data that you've seen and the interactions that have gone back and forth, how do you stand? What is the prospect for a negotiated agreement?
I am hopeful. We still have more conversations to be had, but I am hopeful.
Before you took this job in December, this was already on the table. Had you started preparing yourself for these negotiations to come?
Yeah, yes. So I will tell you that I was actually in negotiations at the district I was just at. So it's just the season that superintendents and staff are in. So I shifted from one negotiations table to coming to Minneapolis and being a part of the negotiations as far as advising and talking with staff and being supportive.
So instead of an oh no, it was, oh, I got this.
I was like, let's do it.
Also, there's some good things that are happening throughout the district. Can you talk about the outdoor learning and play areas happening at Minneapolis Public Schools?
Yeah, I had an opportunity to be a part of a ribbon cutting. So yesterday I had the pleasure of helping to open a new stormwater pond, outdoor learning area and boardwalk, and natural playground next to Ayn Watton Middle School and Bryn Mawr Elementary School.
Mm-hmm.
And this project was a partnership. It's actually built on Minneapolis Public Schools property that was vacant, and what they were telling me is that it was vacant and it needed some renewal. What I saw yesterday was very beautiful. A playground, a boardwalk area. Had a chance to speak to seniors. It's a senior living area.
Okay.
And they had a lot of pride, but to see the students come over and they celebrated together and to do the groundbreaking, it was really nice. And they actually had an ice cream truck and everyone had free ice cream.
Ah.
Adults and children alike.
I need to talk to staff or in your comms department. Anytime there's ice cream, I think there's a standing order that Chantel and I should be invited to.
Exactly.
That.
What kind do you guys like?
I like salted caramel.
Okay.
I don't remember the last time I had ice cream.
Really?
I have not had ice cream. You know, my mom used to eat sherbet a lot, so I think I would roll with that. I haven't had sherbet in a long time.
You know, that's a grandmother dish. My grandmother used to like orange sherbet honey.
Yeah.
There are a couple of celebrations coming up, too.
Yeah, we have two 100-year celebrations. So first, I'll share about Lake Harriet Upper. On May 11th, they're celebrating their centennial. Among the festivities, there will be opening a time capsule that's at least 70 years old. So
wow.
I have to be there for that.
Yes.
And then the second one is Dowling Elementary School, and they're celebrating their 100th anniversary on May 18th. And then just a little fact about Michael Dowling. He was an educator and legislator who succeeded in having the first bill passed providing state aid for children with disabilities in 1919.
Wow.
And Mr. Dowling actually had a disability himself, and he realized the importance of equal access to education for all people.
So a lot of some really historic things happening throughout Minneapolis Public Schools.
Yeah.
And so here we are sitting at the beginning of May. You just started, and now we're talking about the end of the school year and the holidays and all the rest of it. What are the plans as we go into the holidays and winding up the first school year?
So let's see. So first holiday that's coming up will be May 27th, so that's Memorial Day. But between Memorial Day and the last day of school, there'll be several graduations.
Oh, my.
So looking forward to our young scholars that are graduating, ending a chapter, and starting a new chapter.
So what is your message right now? I know, you know, we're getting really close to this. These, what do they call them, open houses are starting to happen. What is your message to the graduating seniors?
Stay committed. Stay strong. It's easy to kind of give up these last few weeks. They've worked too hard. If they need help, ask their teacher. Make sure that they are on top of all their grades and their credits. Every minute, every second, every day counts.
All right. Do you have a final thought for our Twin Cities audience who is just so proud that you've reached this wonderful milestone of 100 days?
Yeah, I would say that if anyone would like to come out to our listening sessions, we had scheduled 7 of them. We've already hosted 2,
mm-hmm.
and I just want to share the dates.
Okay.
So the next one will be Monday, May 6th at Bethune Elementary. Then we'll have another one on May 9th at Sanford Middle School. Then we'll have the next one on Thursday, May 16th at Ann Watton Middle School. And then May 20th will be at Justice Page Middle School. So we're trying to be all around the city. And all of those start at 6, end at 7. It's just a short amount of time, but what I found, it's a perfect amount of time to discuss and share out. And then to remove any barriers, we have a virtual one on May 16th.
All right. She's Lisa Sales Adams, Dr. Lisa Sales Adams, Superintendent of Schools for Minneapolis Public Schools, live with us this morning. Thanks so much for being with us.
Always glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
Our pleasure. And the test is over, Chantel.
Well, I'm still...